Stacy Radosevich joins us this morning. She is the Homeless Programs Planner with St. Louis County. Stacy, good morning. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Boy, we have got a lousy line this morning, and I'm afraid that's on our end. Sorry about that. One of the things that takes place every year in St. Louis County toward the end of January is a count of folks that are unsheltered homeless. And how do you identify someone who is unsheltered homeless as opposed to someone who is just homeless?
Well, unsheltered for us means it's a federal definition of people who have no indoor place to live, or it doesn't have utilities, or it's not meant for human habitation. So it could be people living in campers, ice houses, fish houses, cars, and also people trying to thrive on the cold streets.
Now, does this count folks that are couch hopping, that are, you know, maybe staying a night with this friend and a night with that friend and a night with another friend?
Well, that's what we see up here and in northern Minnesota quite a bit, and what we're finding now that we've been collecting data on this information for several years. The federal definition of homeless does not count the couch hopping, or as we refer to them as doubled up, where you've got maybe your sister and their kids living with you, or your youth sleeping at friends' dorms or apartments. But in Minnesota, that is considered homeless, and we are starting to track that a little more thoroughly than we have in the past. And we do find that those numbers really reflect what's happening in our part of the state.
I know that one of the things that has been mentioned frequently in conversations with Lifehouse is that most of the teenagers that are homeless are, in fact, doubled up, couch hopping, and that's why we don't really realize the depth of the problem of homelessness with teenagers.
Right, and that's what we're seeing. We're getting better at reaching out to our school homeless liaisons and getting some data from the students that they see, that they might know about. And a lot of that data for this year, 2018, is indicating that they're temporarily doubled up.
Stacy, why would some people resist going into shelters? I'm sure that the first question in many people's mind, you know, if they know of somebody camping, you know, or living in their car, probably the first question in somebody's mind would be, why don't you go to a shelter? Isn't there any warm place that you could go?
Well, in Duluth, we have the Chum Shelter, and we have Lifehouse as a drop-in. We have Bill's House up in northern St. Louis County with a total of 12 beds in northern St. Louis County. And we know from our partners at Chum that they are frequently full and overflowing. So some of it would just be that there's not enough place to go.
And occasionally there are people that do resist the idea of going into a shelter, perhaps because they may have been victimized in a shelter at some point. Obviously, folks are doing what they can to keep shelters a safe place, but sometimes you hear a story about somebody who says they were robbed or someone who says that, you know, maybe they were assaulted at a shelter.
I don't have a lot of information on that, but I do know that a lot of, you know, there's a lot of mental health issues in our community. There's a lot of substance use disorder. We're working towards bringing some funds in to reach some of those people and get them connected with services. And we've gotten two new state grants for folks that would fall into that category that's helping us kind of do some more street outreach and identify who those folks are.
Well, and of course, those issues, too, are going to affect a person's willingness to maybe act in their own best interest. And find a shelter or find a place to stay. Have you been hearing any preliminary budget numbers? Different drafts of budgets are being released and budgets are coming out. And of course, the numbers haven't been finalized yet. But if your own group or your own agency is on the chopping block or due to get a reduction, you know, people are getting early numbers and they're trying to be proactive and they're being concerned. Have you gotten any preliminary budget numbers at all to get an idea about where the point in time homeless count, of course, is a way of trying to ascertain how many people are out there and then applying for funds based on that. Have you heard anything about that at this point, budget-wise?
At this point, we haven't. There's a lot of speculation, and, you know, within the continuum of care in St. Louis County, we're looking at all kinds of opportunities for writing new grants and bringing some more funding into our community and trying to figure out, with the data that we've collected, what is the best use of our limited funds. Our federal funding was similar to it had been in the past, so it continues to provide services to a lot of our housing agency providers. And, of course, we've got a great street outreach program here in Duluth with the CHUM. And all our agencies have been working together to create a coordinated entry system so that we have an opportunity for anyone who is at risk of homelessness or homeless to call into the United Way 211, take a housing pre-screen, and be brought into our homeless response system. And that way we have an idea of who's asking for help, how can we help with limited funds if we do not get continued increase in funds, how we can best serve the community members that we have that might be homeless or at risk of homelessness.
Stacy, I'm going to ask you a two-part question. The first part is what can be done to help these folks, the unsheltered homeless? And the second part of the question is, in a perfect world, what could or would be done to help them? Because I realize that, you know, that sometimes a really good answer exists out there. The only thing that separates us from that answer is, you know, several million dollars or something.
Right. And that's, you know, always a concern if there's lack of funding to address, you know, issues as they come up in our community. I think, you know, what we're doing is we're taking a look at what funding we do have and how best to use it by providing assessments for individuals who might need some assistance. We're able to work on housing the folks that might be the hardest to house and then working our way from there. We do know that we have a priority list in Duluth of over 500 people that would like some assistance with housing up in northern St. Louis County. They work with about 50 to 60 and really for pulling all the agencies together on a regular basis to define who we're working with and how we can help them. Obviously, we have a low vacancy rate in our county, and it would be great to continue to work on providing more housing for folks.
Well, Stacy, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us this morning. And have the numbers been crunched yet? Do you have kind of an estimate of how many people you counted as unsheltered homeless this past year or this last month?
Well, not for this last month. We're still getting the data in. And like I said, a preliminary look at those numbers shows a lot of people doubled up. And so for the HUD numbers, which would not include the doubled up, in 2017, we had documented surveys with 193. That was a little bit up from the year before, and we probably did a better job of doing outreach and trying to find folks. We do have a Community Connect event where folks can come in and take that survey. We don't have the 2018 numbers yet, so we'll just work with that when we get it.
Stacy, once again, thanks so much for your help. Enjoyed talking with you this morning. Thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.
Stacy Radosevich joined us this morning on Northland Morning. She is the Homeless Programs Planner for St. Louis County.